All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Council members, microphones are live. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Mayor Hiermath.
Here.
Vice Mayor Waters.
Here.
Councilmember Hornet.
Here.
Councilmember Pena.
Here.
Councilmember Rodman.
Here.
Councilmember Snyder.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here. Would everybody please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Upcoming meeting announcements. Ms. Nowak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. On the screen, you'll see our upcoming meetings. We have Stormwater Utility Commission meeting September 21st at 4 in the Hopi Conference Room, followed by the Board of Adjustment on the 26th at 3 o'clock here in Council Chambers. Historic Preservation Commission meets October 2nd at 5 in the Hopi Conference Room. Planning and Zoning meets the 3rd at 6 at Icogen, and the address is on the screen. And please note that the next town council session is canceled, so we will not meet October 4th. I see some excited faces. And we've got the cooler weather in October upon us, so we have some really fun events. And Halloween is not just for kids or for people with kids. If you have a dog, if you like to run, do 5Ks, 10Ks, all of that is happening at these three events on screen. So we invite you to join us for the fall festivities. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Council reports?
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Waters?
About was a week ago Friday, council member Mary Snyder and I were invited to downtown Tucson for a meeting with the ASSE, which is the American Society of Safety Engineers, which I've never heard of before a week ago Friday. Then I discovered it's the world's oldest, and I should know this because of my age, the world's oldest professional safety society, founded in 1911. There's an Arizona chapter, and we were with them in an intimate group talking about the efforts at Pima Community College, for instance, for their efforts at motorcycle safety. These are engineers, are they not, for the most part, with connections with many professionals in the safety field. Oro Valley was feeded by the American Society of Safety Engineers for safety leadership on distracted driving in our community. Mary and I received a plaque, which is probably hanging on your wall now.
And, as it should be.
But it was
shovels.
It was less an honor and more recognition of Oro Valley's leadership in lighting the fuse towards getting distracted driving laws in effect in southern Arizona, with the hope of pressuring the state of Maricopa to get on board. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other council reports?
We do. I have two, Mr. Mayor, and we're going to follow the lead that Vice Mayor Waters just talked about with the hands-free driving ordinance. And as we know, we as a council, enacted that law for our community. And our Youth Advisory Council to Mayor and Council partnered with one of the Oro Valley police officers, and they decided that in order to promote this in town, they would write, produce a public service message. Now, this will begin to be shown at the theater here in Oro Valley later this month, I believe. Not sure of the date on that. But they are here to show you their PSA. It's just slightly over a minute, and I hope you enjoy it. Oh, I will mention that also included in the cast, besides Youth Advisory Council members, is Officer Kleinberg in a starring role. So,
which Kleinberg?
Matt.
Yeah, which one?
Ryan. Oh, Brian? See? Good thing we have the experts here. Anyway, he was a great sport and did a great job. So, Chloe is president this year of the Youth Advisory Council, Chloe Knoll. And if you'd like to come up, and we'll show the PSA. Right? Do you want to say anything ahead of time?
Yeah, we actually had a lot of fun producing this PSA, and I think we made something that was very clear and really speaking to people like me.
Thank you.
Well, that's brief. It. That's all it was.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's our IT director, Chuck, by the way.
Current IT director. Yeah.
Why are we being pulled over?
I don't know. I was just sitting at the light. Someone texting and driving.
My mom's gonna kill me.
I need to get your driver's license, vehicle registration, and insurance card, please.
May I ask why you're pulling me over?
Absolutely. Have you heard about the new Oro Valley distracted driving ordinance?
Oh, I heard about that, but we were stopped at a red light.
Absolutely, you were stopped at the red light. However, if you're the driver and you have the phone in your hand and you're using it, it's a violation.
What if I need to call my mom?
You have a couple options. One, you can pull off to the side of the road like this, or you could use this. Mountain drop.
Keep on beat.
Of recognizing A.J. Schaefer for Spotlight on Youth.
Nice. If he keeps dressing like that, he can be the mayor.
He's dressed better than the mayor.
Oh,
can everyone see AJ? I hope. Okay. As many of you know, we do a monthly Spotlight on Youth, and we get recommendations from schools, scouting groups, churches, etc., about youth in our community who are doing great things. And so today, we are honoring Alexander Jacob, or AJ as he prefers to be called, who is a fourth grader at Wilson, and he is already working hard as a community activist and advocate. You see, at the age of 2, AJ was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he's made it his personal mission to help raise awareness of juvenile diabetes and to find a cure. AJ just came back from a trip to Washington, D.C., where he served as a delegate to represent the state of Arizona at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Children's Congress. He's been a local advocate establishing his own AJ's Crew for the Cure in support of the Arizona chapter for JDRF. And at his own school, AJ talks to classes about his diabetes, answering questions, and helping fellow students learn about this disease and to help him find a cure. His teacher, Debbie Price, had this to say, and Debbie's in the audience. There you are. Despite sometimes not feeling well, AJ always maintained his fantastic smile and his contagious positive attitude. I could say he's an excellent student, but he's more than that. He's truly kind and intelligent, and always willing to help others to be the best version of themselves. AJ, you're a shining example of Oro Valley's youth, and we are proud to honor you tonight. Thank you for being an advocate and a strong encouragement for hope to find a cure for this disease and for your tireless efforts in keeping it in the forefront. Thank you for having a kind heart and always helping others. We're so proud of you. So we have a plaque for you, AJ, and it's called Town of Oro Valley Spotlight on Youth. Thank you, Alexander Jacob Schaefer, for
for being a community leader and advocate. We're proud of you. September 20th, 2017, signed by the mayor and all council members. And this is for you to take home and keep. And I'd like to, we're going to take a picture, and then we're going to invite the family up. So. AJ, would you like to say something to the crowd?
I'll hold this for you, and you may say.
I would like to thank everybody for help, for getting this award for me, and I would love if all of you could come on October 7th to our walk at 6 p.m. at Reed Park.
And how big is, do they need to sign up someplace?
And the registration is at 5.
And on a brief note, I'd like to introduce to you Christine Sullivan, who is the new principal at Wilson K-8 this year.
Oh. Any other department report or council reports? I know. Well, I'll try to follow that. So, Friday is Councilmember Snyder's birthday, and at the end of the 30th, Councilmember Solomon has a birthday. So. All right, with that, I have reviewed the order of business. Department reports. Any department reports?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, one brief report by Buyer Vella, our planning manager, regarding the upcoming Community Academy.
Mr. Vella.
Thank you, Ms. Jacobs. Mayor, Council, we wish to provide a welcoming invitation to all Oro Valley residents for the upcoming Community Academy. The program is pictured on the screen above, and it's really easy to sign up. All you have to do is go visit orovalleyaz.gov. Mayor, this is the 22nd edition of the Community Academy.
Wow.
And its
incredible
purpose is as relevant today as it was back in 1995. The aim is to empower residents, volunteers, board commission members by diving into all the myriad of complex factors that go into town decision-making. And this year, we're really focusing a bit more on development-related issues. Come October 12th, both the mayor and town manager Jacobs will welcome all of the participants. And we're going to go deep into community finance, services, land use decision-making, and a bunch of other stuff that is all part of the whole picture in terms of how we make decisions. The aim is, again, to go well beyond what we can provide at a neighborhood meeting or an open house. Our ask is to really push and ask folks to sign up quickly because these do fill up. And we usually have a full house and look forward to getting to work on it. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. There are no other department reports, so I've reviewed the order of business and it will stand as posted. I'll call the audience. I don't have any in front of me. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council? There being none, we'll go to our presentations. Mr. Standish, proclamation number one.
Proclamation, National Arts and Humanities Month.
All right. Office of the Mayor, Oro Valley, Arizona, proclamation, National Arts and Humanities Month, October 2017. Whereas the arts and humanities embody much of the accumulated wisdom, intellect, and imagination of humankind, and whereas the arts and humanities enhance and enrich the lives of every American, and whereas the arts and humanities plays a unique role in the lives of our families, our communities, and our country, and whereas the town is celebrating 20 years since the adoption of the 1% for Public Art program, and whereas the town has partnered with the Southern Arizona Arts and Culture Alliance and Southern Arizona Arts Guild to showcase artists in Oro Valley and to create new arts and cultural opportunities for residents and visitors, and whereas the town has been offering free public art tours and concert series to Oro Valley residents and visitors since 2011, and whereas the town has embraced youth art for the past 2 years, and whereas the town has 4 arts and culture ambassadors dedicated to strengthening the arts and culture programming in Oro Valley, and whereas nationally 702,771 businesses are involved in the creation or distribution of the arts and they employ 2.9 million people, and whereas nationally the nonprofit arts and culture industry generated $166.3 billion of economic activity, now, therefore, I, Dr. Satish I. Hiremath, Mayor of Oro Valley, do hereby proclaim October as National Arts and Humanities Month in Oro Valley and call upon our citizens to celebrate and promote the arts and culture in our community and to specifically encourage the greater participation by those said citizens in taking action for the arts and humanities, dated this 20th day of September, 2017. And with us, Mike, who do we have?
Mr. Mayor, we have our Arts and Culture Ambassadors, Joanne Carolla and Gail Munden, and then also our Town's Economic Development Manager, Amanda Jacobs, and Town's Economic Development Specialist, Margie Adler.
I've been involved with the 1% for quite a while. National Endowment for the Arts gave SACA a matching funds grant, and we created a book of the public artwork. And I pretty much did it all as a volunteer for SACA. And now I'm an ambassador. I'm taking Dick Eggerding's place. And we give art tours. We're doing 3 this month. They're very popular, and it's amazing how much beautiful artwork this town has. One thing that I always say on the tour, about 10 times, is this one of the nicest pieces of sculpture in the whole town. And it's true, because we have so many beautiful sculptures that it keeps coming out of my mouth. And we talk about the artist, and hopefully we'll be full and build more tours. We're also doing a virtual tour this Friday at Splendido for the people that can't get out to the tours. Okay. So Margie and her economic development department, is that correct, have worked on putting this virtual tour together. And now we even have a map how to get around it, too, that we're going to give out to people. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilman Horner?
Will we put that virtual tour on our website along with the map someplace?
That's a good question. Ms. Jacobs?
Mr. Mayor, members of council, wrong Jacobs.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. Yeah, right? You're going to have to do
well,
that.
Well, we have two Ms. Jacobs now, so this is going to be fun.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Hornet, the virtual tour is located on the website.
And the map?
And the map, yes. And then it's a wonderful partnership with our IT department and our GIS analyst. Thank you.
I'll do that late tonight. Thank you, Mr.
Standish, presentation number two.
Presentation of a plaque of appreciation to interim town manager Danny Sharp.
All right, this is a certificate of appreciation for Daniel G. Sharp, interim town manager, June 2nd, 2016 to September 5th, 2017. Presented to you in recognition of your outstanding service to the town of Oro Valley, your time, expertise, and dedication to your duties ensured that our municipal government continued to provide outstanding service to our community. Given under my hand and the seal of the town of Oro Valley, Arizona, this 20th day of September, 2017. And on a personal note, Danny, I got to tell you, with the transition and you stepping up to the plate, you have seamlessly kept Oro Valley from the community of excellence it was and continue that transition to the community of excellence that it is. And I can't thank you enough for that.
I'll stand over this way because I want to address everybody and everything. And I told the mayor I'd keep this down to about 30 minutes. So anyway.
Can I be excused?
I would just like to I'd like to say thank you to the mayor and council for the honor they gave me to be able to be in the position. And I want to thank the community for all the support up to and including tonight with you know, one of our very well-respected members of the audience, the community coming and thanking me for what I did. And it's very humbling. I want to thank the staff. We have a phenomenal staff here that provides just great service, all of our partners and all. And, you know, they made it easy on me. I often say I'm a lucky guy. I am. I'm a very lucky guy. We have this body of elected officials. We have a community that is actually just second to none. And I couldn't be more honored and humbled to be able to serve this community. I am so looking forward to serving under Mary Jacobs as our new town manager. I think she's going to be a great fit, and I think she's going to be here for a long time, and I'm really really pleased about that. And you know, I enjoyed it. I thank everybody, and thank you for the plaque. Thanks.
Mike, presentation number three.
Presentation of a trophy to Mayor Hiremath regarding the Spirit of Tucson Mayor's Cup Pinewood Derby race.
Yeah, I think with us we have Doug Wright, Pinewood Derby head judge and president of Commercial Investors Realty, Inc., and Susan Hicks, development director for Catalina Council Boy Scouts of America.
And Richard
Benner,
field director.
And Richard, how are you?
Fantastic.
If you want to go to the mic, let
people know what it's about.
On the August 26th, we conducted the 8th annual all-business Pinewood Derby for the Boy Scouts of America Catalina Council. And Mayor Satish Hiremath was one of our four judges. And I tell you, I never had so much fun in my life. Satish laughing just like he is right now for 2 hours, I tell you. Kid you not. He really went back to his youth, and I think that this really this event is such a great event for scouting, and it helps raise a tremendous amount of money for the programs for the youth that we serve, and I'm very proud to be a long time 25 years as a scouter, very active within the council and many other youth activities here in our community. Susan was the business director that pulled it all together, and I don't know the final figure. I don't want to take her thunder away, but she can tell us how much she raised.
So basically, this is one of our large fundraisers for Boy Scouts of America Catalina Council. It's very low overhead. It's a lot of fun. We ask businesses to come out and sponsor, and this year we were lucky enough to have the mayors and also the Chief Nolan from Town of Sarita showed up, and Patty Comerford from the Town Council of Marana, because both those mayors were unavailable. Like I said, we do ask the businesses to come out and sponsor. It's a lot of fun. It's reliving your Pinewood Derby days if you raced a car in that, and we encourage people to watch for it. This year we earned just under $30,000 for council.
Wow. Yeah.
I wanted to challenge the mayor to challenge the other mayors within our region for next year to involve their town councils, and we'll have a town council race. And the Rhonda Pinkin has already told me she's going to sponsor a car, so I think we're off to a fast start already. So this is really exciting.
You can count on us, Doug.
Oh, good. Absolutely, we really do appreciate that. But it's with pleasure that we present this plaque. I think this has the pictures that we would love to show here on the board, but this shows the judges.
Mayor Hiremath with his first place trophy for our first ever City of Tucson.
It's the Spirit of Tucson Mayor's Cup race.
So there's a little
thank you.
And your first place trophy.
All right.
By the way, the race car screamed across the finish line in less than 4 seconds. So it's about 70 feet down the track. So anyway, he was just jumping up and down when he saw this thing fly on the track.
Is this award for the best trash talking? Was it? I heard about that. And the ugliest car.
Well, it did its job. That's it. Thank you so much. We appreciate being before this August Council and people. I see a lot of these folks here, and I want to share just a moment that it's really, as a citizen here in the northwest part of Tucson and as a realtor, you have one of the finest council's staff. You know, I'm just impressed beyond belief at what a wonderful job they do, and it's just really a great pleasure for me to work as a realtor in the community and the issues that confront the real estate community. So,
just a brief bit about the STEM.
The Catalina Council is one of the first 12 councils in the United States in April of 2015, April 15th to be exact, tax day, that was selected out of 200 applying councils to start the co-ed STEM Scout program. And we're up to 40 councils now, and that we have grown from a few youth to we're going to several hundred this year. So this is really, in just a little over 2 years' time, we've really shown a remarkable interest in the STEM programs. Myself, I have two engineering degrees in aerospace and electrical engineering, and a product of the U of A and the Air Force. So I tell you, I've been fascinated by science, technology, math my entire life. I've never stopped. I still am very, very interested in the technology that is changing our lives. So this is one of the programs as an advisor that I work with Richie and Susan. These programs are really changing the face of our city and our region. And if we're going to lure the big companies that come to Tucson, we need to show that the youth have those experiences in STEM that will provide the educational experiences for bringing them to Tucson. And that's why I'm very excited to see the growth of this particular program. Thank you.
Thank you. And just as an aside, so this was a race between Oro Valley, Marana, Sahuarita, and City of Tucson. And for those of you who know me, my council knows me, I'm a product of sports. So for some ungodly reason, just the competition in me comes out. You should have seen the trash talking I was doing. And right before the cars got released, I said a quick prayer. Dear Lord, don't let me come in dead last. But we came first. So thank you guys for all you do.
Just want you to know, Mr. Mayor, and I didn't believe the rumor for a minute that your vehicle is tricked out.
By some engineers we might know. Just kidding.
All right. With that, we'll move on to consent. What's the council's pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve consent items A through F.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Mr. Standish, regular agenda item number one.
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding an application for a Series 7 liquor license for Growler USA located at 9630 North Oracle Road.
Staff report.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, an application for a person and location transfer of a Series 7 beer and wine bar liquor license has been submitted by owner Darren Pierce for Growler USA located at 9630 North Oracle Road. Mr. Pierce has submitted all necessary paperwork to the Town of Oro Valley and the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control and has paid all related fees associated with applying for the liquor license. In accordance with Arizona revised statutes, the application was posted for 20 days on the premises of the applicant's property and no protests were received during this time period. Interim Police Chief Aaron Lesueur completed a standard background check on Growler USA and owner Darren Pierce. And Interim Chief Lesueur has no objections to the approval of the Series 7 liquor license, and staff is recommending approval.
This is a public hearing, so I'll open the public hearing. I do not have any blue cards, so I'll close the public hearing. Council's pleasure.
Why can't they get it closer to Town Hall?
That was by design, Steve.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item number one.
A second?
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Mr. Standish, item number two.
Discussion and direction to the applicant, Montera Hills Homeowners Association, and staff regarding the dedication of an unnamed wash from private to public that also includes a transfer to the town of the common area parcel west of Musset Drive.
Mr. Keister, I'm assuming this is just a council. This is just a discussion and direction item, and so Paul, you want to give us a brief background, and then
I do, Mayor. Thank you. So as the mayor said, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of the area, and then I'm going to talk about the request itself. So the Montera Hills area was originally platted in 1988 in the county. This is before annexation of the town, and the plat consisted of essentially this entire area, which is framed by Tangerine to the north, Naranja to the south, our park to the west, and Highlands Wash to the east. So it's somewhat central to Naranja and Tangerine between La Cañada and First Avenue. So Montera Hills was annexed into the town in 1994. Since its original inception in 88, this plat has been subdivided several times. So the Montera Ridge subdivision was brought in and was platted in 94 in the county. Montera Hills 2 down here was platted in 95 in Oro Valley, which is after our annexation, of course. Montera Knolls was brought in 97, and then finally Tangerine Terrace was brought in 2004. The reason I wanted to go through this history and what's of note here is that this was all one plat. It went through several subdivisions. However, I don't know why, but this portion, Montera Hills, unfortunately kept ownership of these remnant pieces. they were subdivided into the other plats. That would have made sense. You know, they're next door. They should have gone in. So what happened was the request, any entity can, through our town code, can go ahead and request dedication of private land for public use. And in this case, Montero Hills HOA is asking that the town of Oro Valley accept this wash, which is currently their common area, and this open space common area as public domain. For tonight, the purpose of tonight's item is to obtain direction and commitment from council that before Montero Hills spends any money satisfying the conditions of approval, there is some direction from the town and some commitment from the town that we'll want to go ahead and honor their request. And I'll read a little excerpt from the code itself. This is in Town Code Section 7-8-1. An existing private street, sidewalk, trail, drainage way, utility, or other easement shall not be accepted for designation under public domain until the town council has formally accepted by a public vote said land. The satisfaction of the procedures and conditions set forth herein does not guarantee or obligate the town. So, this whole process of this evening is, again, to repeat, to before any money is spent on any effort that we have direction from council. I want to talk about the conditions of approval. There are conditions of approval that have been put together. Conditions 1 through 4 are conditional. They are points of negotiation for town staff and the HOA to work out before we bring it back for formal acceptance. Conditions 5 through 9 are actually those applicable sections of town code that are required for such a transaction. The staff supports this request for two reasons. I'll go back to the map. First and foremost, this wash borders three subdivisions, and as I pointed out, none of which are actually Tangerine Terrace now. It's in the public interest that any wash that needs routine maintenance is bordered by several subdivisions, that the town be in charge of its maintenance to make sure that it flows and it acts as it's designed. The second thing is, with regard to the wash, is Highlands Wash over here. This is actually a county-owned parcel, and the county is the managing authority over that wash itself. So it's just an extension of the public wash. The only difference is that the flow here is small enough where the county wouldn't accept it through our existing IGA. Secondly, the parcel over here that is part of this transaction, this parcel west of Musette Drive, there's relatively no care or maintenance required out of this. However, by adding this parcel to the dedication to the town, it allows us the opportunity to adjust the northern access point into the park on Musette Drive from behind the homes in Tangerine Terrace, and be able to redirect that. There's a ridge line right here, and redirect it around the other side of the ridge line. So again, those houses, they don't have a road right behind their backyards. There's also a playground right here. Again, it's a safety element, and it's a convenience element for those homeowners. So it town supports that. The next step on this is, if tonight there's direction from town council to go ahead and direct staff and the HOA to continue our negotiations and come up with a final resolution to the conditions of approval that are attached to your communication, that would be brought back to formal council, regular council section, for formal dedication and acceptance by the town. And with that, I'd like to open up to any questions.
Councilman Hornet.
Paul, someplace in there, they maintain ownership of something.
Yes, sir. So, in the conditions, I'm going to move to a picture. A picture's worth 1,000 words. So, the town's gone in there and done an assessment. And it's the wash itself, the wash bottom, is a standard wash. But ringing the entire wash, or surrounding the entire wash, are a series of slope embankment structures. So all the homes at Board of the Wash, there is a shotcrete slope that protects the individual home sites from erosion. The issue that we have, that the town has, is a matter of economic stewardship, and that is that these individual walls are for the benefit of the individual homeowner. Some of these walls are in common area, subdivision common area. Some of these walls are actually under individual ownership. But the plat, from the information that we can see right now, shows that the actual wash bottom, the piece that the Montero Hills HOA is trying to dedicate to the town, may contain the toe of some of these walls. What the town does not want to do is to take on that responsibility of the individual homeowner's structural competence of the erosion protection. And as exemplified by this picture, these walls have a life. So you can see some weeds growing through these walls right now, some desert broom going through the walls. Over time, walls deteriorate and they become a maintenance issue. And as your town engineer, that is not an expense that we have planned right now, and they can be rather pricey in the future if you had to replace a whole section of wall, replace 1,000 feet of the wall. So that's our recommendation, is to, if the survey comes back and has pieces of the wall within what's the dedication, we're asking that be removed out of the dedication. That's part of the negotiations that we'll work with the HOA.
Mr. Mayor, just to follow.
Sure.
Paul, I see that the growth in the wash itself.
Yes.
So we would have to clean that out.
That's correct. And
is
in
that
fact,
stormwater, guys? Is that
would be our stormwater. Yes, that's our stormwater utility. And one of the things that we'll do as far as cleaning out that wash, that's vibrant vegetation in there. We're going to clean out as little as possible. We're going to clean essentially the center of the wash to make sure that it flows properly. But there's a lot of great vegetation in there that we do not want to disturb. So we'll clean the inlet. We'll clean a path up through the middle of it. But again, we want to be as least obtrusive as possible to allow it to remain natural.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Snyder.
thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Hornet kind of got in the direction I wanted to go. I understand that there's been an issue of no access by the current HOA to get in there and do much of anything to improve that, cleaning out the wash. So thanks for asking that, because I think the condition of that wash is important. That I think it'd be better under the town's control, frankly, for all the downline issues that come up. So I like this idea. I think this has some merit. So if there's no further discussion.
Vice Mayor Waters, I'll get back to you. Vice Mayor Waters.
Paul, do you have any ballpark on what the maintenance cost for the town will be?
Yes. So we did an assessment to go in and clear the brush. We'll need to make access, and this is part of the negotiations, whether we're going to get an easement from the park to come on in, or we'll have to come in from Tangerine. Either way, we're going to have to build a little bit of an access. Between that and the actual thinning, we're looking at about a $7,500 effort using town staff and using the ADC to go in there and clear that and do the initial clearing. And then once every 5 years or so, we'll spend in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $7,000 to go in there and maintain the same.
Thank you.
Councilmember Robin?
Paul, is it accurate to say that this wash has been not been a problem? It hasn't. It's been flowing normally as far as we know?
As far as the records I have, there have been no flooding issues.
So it's not a question going in and trying to fix something and just a question of making sure that it's thinned out. And
This is purely maintenance.
Right. And then secondly, it's my understanding that the Homeowner Association has already agreed to foot the bill for the survey that we will need to understand just where this line is and how much of these walls might or might not be in this parcel.
That's correct. That's within conditions 5 through 9.
But it's already been agreed that
we have met with the HOA, and they have. They are here. They can answer that themselves. But in our conversations, they were agreeable.
Before we can go any further, we need that survey.
That's correct.
Because we just don't know what it is exactly we're being asked to take.
That is correct. And again, the purpose of tonight's item is before they spend money on that survey, right, is there going to be direction to proceed?
Right.
Councilmember Snyder and then Councilwoman Solomon.
Go ahead, Steve.
This is a situation that we find throughout town because, you know, not too long ago, 10, 20 years ago, an HOA would be formed with a plat, and it'd be a drainage area, and it would just be noted that the HOA was responsible for it. And it's something really that's beyond the capability of most HOAs with the expertise or the knowledge as to how to maintain these drainage ways. And it makes sense for the town to be doing this for some type of uniformity throughout the town. You don't want 25 different HOAs downstream responsible for, you know, different sections of the drainage way. And in this situation, it's a clear example of one of the unintended consequences. You had originally one large HOA that was going to handle a major drainage way through it, and now you have five with one isolated, not even bordering it, bearing the responsibility for the maintenance of it, and there's upstream and downstream effects. So, you know, over time, it's probably in the town's best interest for any of these type situations for the town to start undertaking those, and then, you know, without stormwater utility section, we can be prepared and know that when we have the flood events, which we always do, we're going to have proper drainage and not be pointing fingers at, well, some obscure HOA was supposed to be maintaining a section and they, quote, didn't. So I think it's overall the kind of direction the town wants to go in.
Councilmember Snyder?
Yeah, and I'll make a motion, but before I do that, I'd just like to note that it's been noted here that Stormwater Utility has the budget capacity for this. It's not going to create an undue fiscal impact to the town.
That's correct.
So, Mr. Mayor, I move to direct the applicant, Monterey Hills Homeowners Association, and staff to satisfy the conditions of approval for the dedication of an unnamed wash, 224-01-196C, to be specific, from private to public. That also includes the transfer to the town, the common area parcel 224-01-196C, west of Musette Drive, and return the item for formal acceptance at a later council meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Any future agenda items by council? There being none, no call to the audience speakers, so I'll ask for a motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.